To just ask somebody what they think you smell like might be offensive to them, and probably to you too. They may actually give you an honest answer. Nonetheless, most people care a lot about what others think they smell like. Americans spend billions of dollars every year on perfumes and cologne. Deodorants, body soaps and powders, breath mints and mouthwashes are also big sellers in our culture. Scientific research has recently determined that air scented with lavender even cut key punch errors by 21%. What's more, according to the publication Communication Briefings, a Japanese firm reported that jasmine-scented air dropped errors by 33%, and lemon in the air was even better. This cut errors by 54%. They determined that lavender reduces stress, and jasmine relaxes, and lemon stimulates. Odors do make a difference. This gives new significance to a very intriguing scripture from 2 Corinthians 2, where we read, "For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, an aroma from death to death. To the other, an aroma from life to life." As far as I know, the odor engineers haven't done any research as to what happens to people or communities when a true believer comes around, bringing with them the sweet scent of Christ. But Paul says this odor does make a difference. The believer, with the knowledge and life of Christ, releases, figuratively, the very smell of Christ's sweet sacrifice. You can't buy it in a bottle. It doesn't ooze out of our pores. It comes out in our attitudes and actions and words. That sweet smell affects everybody around us. So it might not be a bad idea to ask yourself, what do I really smell like? If you know Christ and live for Him, your life should smell good. And you will naturally make a difference to all those around you.